Good afternoon. It is a Thursday. Thursday, 1/11/18. A lot of ones in that. Scott Spears along with you, joined by Terry Tech at this hour. And in the bottom of this hour, this is going to be fun. We're going to be joined by WCMH-TV meteorologist Ben Gelber at 12:45, and we're going to discuss the storm that may or may not be coming tomorrow night. We're going to get the skinny from Ben Gelber today at 12:45. And then at 1:15 today, we're going to be joined by the Lieutenant Governor, current Lieutenant Governor of the state of Ohio, current candidate in the Republican primary for Ohio, Mary Taylor, who's going to talk about a few things, one of those being the announcement of her running mate yesterday, Nathan Estruth. So we'll find out about him and all the comings and goings in the political world here in Ohio. So, other than that, it's me and Terry, and the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I know we had some hot and heavy conversation yesterday when it came to the political world. If you have anything you want to comment in regard to yesterday's show, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Terry, what's your takeaway from the program yesterday?
Well, yesterday, one of the main topics we discussed was Oprah, on whether or not we thought Oprah, she would be a good president or not, or if she should run for president.
Well, we ended the show yesterday with Sean Kraft calling in, giving his thoughts, because yesterday we had a little contretemps in the middle of the show where we talked about one of our regular listeners, Gail, saying he did not like. Well, tell the story exactly what happened.
Basically, I don't know it verbatim, but basically it was that Sean was trying to tell him that by not voting for either the two main candidates that were running for president was basically he was wasting his vote because it was going to go to one of those two anyway.
And now this is back during the election.
During the election, 2016 election, yeah, because he was going to vote for Gary Johnson, or did vote for Gary Johnson, I believe.
And
Sean called back in to kind of...
And what was his takeaway at the end of the show yesterday?
he kind of said that, you know, we're living in a mad world, I think he said, or something, and it was all, you know...
That Oprah, I think he did say Oprah should not run.
Yeah, he said she should.
I don't
not
know.
Run.
What do you think? Did we ever get to that? Did you ever weigh in on what you thought?
Yeah, well, I remember I just thought that, you know, the comment she made about the older people, you know, about the racism
what she said was, this is back when her movie The Butler was being released in the United Kingdom. And she said she felt there was still racism in the United States and that people born before 1968, before the Civil Rights Act, that it was going to be hard for those people not to have racist views.
Be hard to change their mind or whatever. Yeah.
Because they were born and bred into that world. And that when they pass away, that it will be a little easier because you'll have a generation that was never around when that happened. And I think that probably is true, because if you think about it, let's talk about slavery. Now, in its day, slavery was thought to be a normal thing. And I imagine the people who owned slaves up till their dying day probably thought it was right, even though the Emancipation Proclamation freed the slaves. But once all those people had died, nobody would certainly think slavery was right today.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when you, I just thought that the comment, I put it in the same context as you know, the deplorable.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Which I don't think.
Which you talked about that yesterday, you know, or, I don't know. I just thought that if you're trying to run, if you have aspirations of running for president and to say that, I just didn't think that comment was.
But I think she said it before.
Because I know the Butler was obviously before all the, you know, I just, of course they're going to associate the two, you know, and I just didn't think that.
But is that a bad comment to make? She didn't say kill those people. She didn't say she wanted them to die.
I thought that's what it said on there, was that she said that, you know, that.
No, she said when these people
die. Oh, when they die, okay. I thought, you know, maybe I thought that.
I thought that's what it said. When these people die.
Yeah. I thought she said they should be killed or something.
No, 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 no. Oh, see, okay. I think that was a step too far on that. I'm going to look for that again.
Okay.
But what did you make of the whole tenor of the conversation yesterday of the show while I looked for this?
Well, I thought that we
litigated the election in 2016.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a word. We basically were breaking down, you know, the election of 2016.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're just going to go straight to Snopes this time, which is the fact check website.
Okay.
Okay. Did Oprah Winfrey say old white people have to die? Right? Mm-hmm. That was the okay. Yeah. Detractors have seized on Winfrey's 2013 comments about how to end racism in an effort to discredit the star. Now, this is what Snopes says. It's false. Mm. It's a false claim. Oprah Winfrey said that in order for the problem of racism to be solved, old white people have to die. The rating is false. The origin. Oprah Winfrey delivered a rousing speech on racial and gender equality while accepting the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes on January 7th, prompting media speculation about a future political career, including a possible 2020 presidential bid. It also prompted the spread of derogatory rumors by her detractors. One such rumor centered on comments Winfrey made during a 2013 BBC interview in which she was asked whether or not she believes the problem of racism has to be solved. Her alleged response, in order for the problem of racism to be solved, old white people have to die. What people sent out to Oprah's solution to racism. This way of framing Winfrey's 2013 remarks isn't true. Among other places, we also encountered it on xenophobic fake news website in June 2015. Oprah Winfrey, white older people have to die. Oprah Winfrey is looked upon by millions of followers, and it's showed in a recent clip. Despite what's stated above, however, Winfrey's remarks weren't specifically targeted at white people. She did not say all old white people have to die, or white older people have to die, or any other fabricated race-based version of her actual remarks. In fact, she never uttered the phrase white people at all. Winfrey said, this is what she actually said in that interview, it would be foolish to not recognize that we have evolved and that we're not still facing some kind of terrorism against black people as was displayed with the Scottsboro boys. It's gotten better. Are there still places where people are terrorized because of the color of their skin, because of the color of their black skin? Yes. But there are laws that have allowed us to progress beyond what we saw in the Scottsboro boys and beyond even prejudice that we see in the butler. I mean, his ability to go on. One of my favorite scenes is him going in and asking for a raise. I think that's one of the finest acting jobs I've ever seen. And the interviewer says, of course, are you saying the problem is solved? I'm saying not solved. I'm saying, you know, that's the beauty of the film The Butler, and it's the beauty of the film like 12 Years a Slave, and it's the beauty of what we're seeing on stage with Scottsboro Boys. It allows people to see where the root of the problem started. It allows people to see, oh, that's where it started. This is how far we've come, and now this is how much farther we need to go. Of course, the problem is not solved. As long as people can be judged by the color of their skin, the problem's not solved. As long as there are people who still, and there's a whole generation, I said this for apartheid in South Africa, I said this for my own community in the South, there are still generations of people, older people, who were born and bred and marinated in it, in that prejudice and racism, and they just have to die. Okay, so Snopes says, it's valid given the context to infer that the majority of the people Winfrey was talking about are white, but invalid to infer that her remarks targeted all older white people are only older white people. In other words, those accusing Winfrey of racism draw a false equivalence between generations marinated in racism and all older white people. However, continuous and impolitical, as it may have been for Winfrey to claim that older generations steeped in prejudice will have to die before the problem of racism can be solved, the objection that it was racist of her to say that is absurd. So, she doesn't even say white people in the comment.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, I understand.
And see, this is the internet world we live in.
Right. But I just wonder, of course, you know, people probably put it in there, but of course the group she's talking about, you know, like your apartheid and stuff are all...
I don't think so. I don't think so because, okay, what she said in that BBC interview was, there are people who were born and bred in this. There's a generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that group has to die for this problem to get better.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't say white people. She doesn't say older white people.
Right.
She doesn't say anything of that nature.
Right.
So why is that the inference in that statement?
Well, I think the inference is obviously who were the vast majority of owners of slaves.
But the slave owners are all dead already.
Right, but I mean, who was the one that was opposing in the 60s?
There were a lot of. So you're saying that because the majority of people who opposed equal rights were white, that she wants white people to die?
I'm not saying it, but I'm thinking that that's.
But where does she say she wants them to die?
Well,
she's saying for that problem to go away,
that generation
has to die.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she's wishing them death.
No.
I think she's just saying, if you are asking me how do we get rid of racism, that there's a generation that was born and bred in it,
mm-hmm.
and when they're no longer here, that will change. But I think that's for a lot of things. If we were talking about women, do you think that misogyny played any aspect in Hillary Clinton not getting elected?
Sure.
Okay. So do we have to have a generation where women are in office for that problem to correct itself?
Well, I mean, don't we kind of have that now? I mean, we have, like, senators and congressmen.
There were not a lot of senators and congressmen who were women back in the
30s. No. Right, yeah, I know that, yeah.
So you don't think that group tends to vote for men more than women?
Right, of course. Yeah, of course they do, yeah.
So doesn't that group have to run their lifespan, and we have to have a generation that is totally, that it doesn't matter to them if it's a male or a female, for that problem to fix itself?
To go, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just, that's just the reference I think she's making, you know, is that.
So you,
I don't think.
You
I
think
don't,
she's, what reference do you think
I don't,
she's
I don't
making?
Think she's saying about the die, you know, that she wants him to die, but I think she's, you know, I mean, it's obvious that the groups that she's referencing.
Yeah, but
you're apartheid.
But she's not, you know, wishing them death.
She's saying that they need to die
for this problem
to go away. Yeah, yeah.
Is that false?
Well, no, it's not false. But I'm just, you know.
But there's a difference between.
I think somebody just put a little different spin on it.
Well, but she doesn't say white people. I mean, there were black people in those days who were perfectly fine with what was going on.
But I, you know, like I say, I just think that the vast majority of the people.
Right. But again, what harm is she wishing on those people?
Yeah, I just think using the word, you know, that generation should die and
she didn't
and
say that. She didn't say that.
That generation.
She said that for this problem to get better.
Right.
One of the things that will have to happen is the generation that was born and bred and marinated in it will have to die.
Yeah.
She's not saying kill them.
Right. I just think that they, you know, that they put their own spin there. For her to use that word, that, you know, that sentence in a context I think they just kind of pieced it together.
And right. I think it's a false statement, which is what Snopes is saying. Because what people are saying is that she wants old white people to die. She didn't say that.
But that, like I say, I think that's what their inference is because...
So you think she wants them to die?
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay, so what... What did she say then?
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, she used the word, you know, that generation needs to die. And then, of course, if you...
For this to happen.
Yeah. And then, of course, the groups that typically was, you know, did this, I think they just kind of pieced everything together. And that's what they thought she was...
Yeah, but I'm not sure what is negative about saying that.
Well, I just think that it just... Was a comment that, you know, I mean, not in my, but in some people's mind, they thought she's saying the word.
Well, because a lot of people put it out there.
You know, and I just think that, you know.
What, does anybody out there have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Which, like I say, I mean, it was taken out of context too, the deplorable thing. But I just think a lot of people heard that word.
That's fine. I'm not saying people aren't going to misrepresent what she said, but she didn't say. She's not wishing anybody dead.
Right, and I'm sure that Hillary didn't really want to call anybody deplorable. But I just think
I don't know about that.
I just think that.
No, you think Hillary Clinton. Let me ask you this. We don't have to go to Hillary Clinton on this. Do you think some people who voted for Donald Trump were deplorable people?
No.
You don't think David Duke's deplorable? I do. I think the head of the Ku Klux Klan's deplorable.
I would use a different word.
What would you use?
I can't say it on the radio.
But you, he endorsed Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the guy. I can't stand him. But
you think his morals are okay?
No.
So what would you call him?
I'd call him an idiot. And
but you don't think he's deplorable?
Well, I mean, like I say, I wouldn't say it in that context. I mean, you know, with people
around. I would. I think somebody who's the head of a group, who a white national, I think they're deplorable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do. You don't?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course.
Do you think white nationalists voted for Hillary? Who do you think they voted for?
No, of course. Of course they didn't vote for her.
Who do you think they voted for?
Of course.
So when she says that people, there, you can divide up, because wasn't the statement, you can divide the people who are voting for Trump up in two different categories.
It was.
One is a basket of deplorables. I think white nationalists and KKK.
But did she say white? That's what I'm saying. I mean, I think a lot of people just took it as she was saying.
Well, then people need to understand English.
Just, yeah, right. I'm just saying, though. That's because every single person you heard that voted day for Trump said, you know,
but that's
another vote for the deplorables or something.
Yeah, but
that
do
effect,
you know? Think that they were going to vote for her anyway?
No, but
so who cares?
But what I'm saying is I think that, you know. They would have, I don't know.
Do you think somebody who that day was going to vote for Hillary Clinton said, oh my goodness, she just called Donald Trump voters deplorables. Now I'm voting for Trump.
No, but I just think that a lot of people took it the wrong, like this. They took it the wrong way. You know?
Well, let's find out. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
You know, I've almost reached the tipping point where I don't think I'd ever vote for a woman.
Now, why is
and,
that?
And the reason is all the things that have gone on this past year. Okay, they all wanted Hillary to win. My wife wanted Hillary to win. I didn't, but that's beside the point. And the first thing they did when he was elected, they started having their large gatherings and putting everything down and shouting and all. There are two ways to approach stuff. You can either have conversations, meaningful conversations, and try to resolve them, or you can pull this business that we hate men, particularly white men.
You think that's what they're
Black
saying?
Black Lives Matter. We hate white guys.
But see, now here's...
I would never vote for anyone who is so dipped in hatred as that.
But now here's...
And then all of a sudden these women start... Oh, well, this guy did this, or, you know, and 30 years ago they said Mike Douglas, or, not Douglas, anyway, 30 years ago, he did something that she didn't like, and she's bringing it out now.
Yeah, but let me...
Just Me Too nonsense and all.
Let me get in on this, because I can understand why that would anger somebody, but what I don't understand...
Yeah?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you, because...
Okay. Well, here's what I don't understand, I guess, in that statement. I guess I understand why people get angry. Okay, let me... Here's the problem. The white male group that I guess would be left for you to vote for, because you just said you wouldn't vote for a woman and you wouldn't vote for a black person because of the...
I didn't say I wouldn't vote for a black person, but I won't vote for someone who's shown a hatred for me.
Okay, but let me...
That I've done nothing to.
Okay, but let me ask you this. The group, the white nationalist, which is the only group left, the white males, when you take away the black people and you take away the women, you're left with the white men. The white men have run this country for the last, since the beginning.
They haven't done that terrible a job.
Well, I'm just saying, you're saying you discount all women because of the Me Too movement, but I don't know that we discount all white men because of the KKK and the white nationalist.
Yeah, again, I won't vote for someone who has come out public and just say they hate.
Would you vote for a white nationalist?
People of my age and gender.
I don't think they're saying that. Who is saying that?
They certainly are. This business,
Hillary Clinton,
is so misguided.
Yeah, but can I say
something? All the old white people dying
no.
Going to solve anything? No,
that's not what she's saying. I think that's the misrepresentation here. And for the record, Hillary Clinton is married to a 70-year-old white guy. So I don't know.
Who many people say was the humor thing. Said it was our first black president.
But that's who her husband is. He's not, and he's not a woman.
No.
Okay, but let's get back to...
My point here is that is never going to go away. Racism has never gone away. The more blatant racists that I've dealt with in recent years have been in their teens and early 20s. People I work with, people here in Marion, they are so blatant racist. They don't even come close to...
But here's why I think that is, and this is just my opinion, and people will say, well, polls don't matter. Well, I think they are more blatant. I think you're right. Blatant in the fact, because you see it, they're young, and they can whip the world. The problem is that when you look at the polls for the last election, and you look at the polls for President Obama's two winning elections, the group he continuously lost were older white men. Now, why do you think that he could win the African-American vote, he could win the women vote, but he couldn't win the older white male vote? Why did Hillary...
Pure racism.
Right, but it's old white males. It's not young. He won the youth. Hillary won the youth. But Hillary, what's the big group Hillary lost? Older white males. Why is that?
In my case, I just didn't like her.
Yeah, but why is it?
Because of stuff that I had read about in various volumes that told me that she is a very crooked individual.
Right, but I'm not talking about your group directly. I'm saying, why is it that in the last election, Hillary Clinton, this is not a poll, this is a fact, this is when the votes were analyzed, Hillary Clinton won women, Hillary Clinton won African Americans. Hillary Clinton won. Why?
How did they determine it? They don't know. There isn't anything on the ballot that says this guy is black and this is how he voted, or this guy's white.
Well, they're done.
It's all on exit polls.
Right.
It's just polls, and people will lie there in exit polls.
Okay, so you think Hillary got the white male vote?
No.
Well, why didn't she?
For a lot of people, just don't. A lot of it's just Republican versus Democrat.
Yeah, but why do the African American males and the Latino males vote for her?
They let her down because they didn't show up nearly as much as they did.
Yeah, but they would. They did not show up for Donald Trump either. That's my point here.
Right, but she was counting on those. Those were a big part of it.
I understand, but my question is why can a woman, the first woman who you could ever cast your vote for president of a major party, when she actually could have been elected, why was the group that kept her out of the White House the white male vote? Why is that the hardest group for a woman running for office to get?
I think they just totally don't like her. I mean,
so it was just her personally. So they would vote for Oprah?
No.
Why didn't they vote for President Obama? Mitt Romney won the white male vote. John McCain won the white male vote.
How do you know that? Again, the only thing that tells whether it's a black person or a white person or an old man or a kid in the election, it's not on the ballot, and they're not. It's just strictly exit polls and observation.
Okay.
There's nothing to say that ballot is neutral.
Okay, well, I guess let me say this then. Do you believe that more white males voted for President Obama than Mitt Romney?
No.
Okay, so there you go.
But a lot of them did, myself included.
That I'm not saying, nothing is a blanket statement. There were white males who voted for Hillary Clinton. But I'm saying, why is that the group? If we are all even keel in this country now, and it's not about age, it's not about race, then why is that the group that continues to vote for white Republican men?
They don't all vote for Republicans.
Not all, but the majority.
I think a lot of them actually, if they give it any thought, they would be interested in more stuff than that. In other words, the idea of lowering the amount of government.
We have
getting rid of all the freeloaders in the government.
I tell you,
is a big issue.
We have a call coming in, but I want you to call back in if you're near a radio, okay?
Well, I'm grocery shop. I'm sitting in front of Kroger's right now.
Okay. Well, hey, we're going to stay on for 2 hours.
I will later.
Okay. Hey, thanks. Bye bye.
Sure. Bye.
Because Ben Gelber is supposed to call in here in just a few minutes. Okay, Terry, based on what the caller said, what do you think?
Well, I mean, these exit polls, accuracy, I would assume that they're accurate, you know. I mean, it is kind of ironic how that's the group that, you know, that she seems to not be able to win, and, you know.
Do you think Oprah would win that group?
I don't think she would win that group either, no.
Why is that?
Oh, I don't know, probably because of, you know, of the way that they were brought up, I'm sure, you know, their beliefs and things, so.
But do you think they're, because I never get the impression that Hillary Clinton, Oprah Winfrey, President Obama, are they against white males?
I don't think so. I don't think they're against them.
So then why is this being hung around Oprah Winfrey's neck before she even runs for president?
Well, I just keep referencing that statement. I mean, I know it wasn't said that way, but I just think that a lot of people perceived it as being.
I don't know. I think it's interesting, but we're going to head now to a different subject here because the grocery stores in Marion, I can attest firsthand to, are extremely busy. We're extremely busy yesterday and are extremely busy today because the fear of a winter storm that might be headed our way Friday evening. So we've got to get the skinny on this, and the best person to go to is my favorite Columbus, Ohio meteorologist making time for us in what I'm sure is a very busy time, Ben Gelber from WCMH Channel 4. Ben, how are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Good. People are going to the store. The bread and milk shelves are bare. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, the way to look at this, we're not talking about a deep snow. It's going to be more of a travel issue, and by that I mean icy roads. The snow mounts will be more in the light to moderate end, based on, you know, our usual variation or range of past snowstorms. We won't see any large amounts. Some early indications on social media and elsewhere, these monumental snowfalls, that was never really meant to be. But I think the way to plan for this would be a rain, sleet, rain. Of course, we're getting plenty of rain in the next 24 hours. It'll need a lot of water on the roadways, half inch to an inch of rain. And that potentially will ultimately be susceptible to freezing in about another 30 hours or so. But I would expect a rain sleet mix to occur during the early afternoon, or maybe as early as around this time or shortly afterwards on Friday, tomorrow, and then transition from west to east as colder air begins to work in over to wet snow that will fall light to moderately through the evening into the overnight hours. It appears the storm is going to move fairly quickly, which precludes any deep accumulations. I've been saying since the get-go, several inches would be a reasonable forecast, and by definition, that would be kind of a 2 to 4 inch mid-range snowfall. There's always an outside chance we could exceed that, especially in northern Marion County, up through Crawford County and areas to the east. But, and we more likely would be closer to the 4 than the 2 across most of Marion County. So not a massive snow event. Maybe the upper range for northeastern Marion County and points east could be in the 6-inch category, but just to give you a ballpark, and of course this can change a little bit between now and then, but that's pretty much what I said all week.
Ben, tomorrow being Friday, a lot of people will be going to work and there will be school tomorrow. What does it look like overnight? A lot of rain on the ground right now. What does the overnight tonight look like?
Yeah, I think that's where we're getting into trouble, Scott. It will be initially, because the ground is nice and warm, even as we go over to sleet and wet snow, some of that may melt on contact. We'll say approximately 2 to 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon across Marion County. Later, if you live near and east of I-71, of course, so we're focusing on the Marion area, but there'll be quite a difference across the state, at least during the afternoon. But as we get late in the afternoon and beyond, as temperatures drop to 32 and then into the upper 20s, fairly quickly through the critical high traffic volume or high volume traffic period, that's where things begin to ice up and you get a combination of black ice, snow on top, several inches of snow, whatever. And again, sorry, I don't want to focus too much on whether it's 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 in some spots east, but it's just going to be, it doesn't matter because you're going to have a freeze up underneath, snow on top of it, and then increasing wind in the evening and overnight hours, so there could even be a little bit of blowing and drifting snow between midnight and dawn. The worst of this will then be during the overnight hours from the evening to pre-dawn, so that's when it's dark out and its visibility is already not good to begin with. So, I think curtailing travel Friday evening, getting everything done in the next 24 hours is advisable, and then it's just going to be very cold this weekend, other than a flurry. The storm will be gone by the time we wake up Saturday morning, but you can always get a little lake effect, or the fine flakes can fly here and there that might be another dusting. But the point is, Saturday and Sunday, both temperatures, it'll be a struggle to get to highs of 20, and we'll probably be back in that 0 to 5 range Saturday night. So whatever, once it starts to stick, it's going to be here for a while. And after, and even on a Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday, we could have another inch or two of snow with a clipper system. And that's the only day we'll probably get above 20, because we'll be back into highs in the teens and lows near or even below zero next week. So we're going back to what we had. We just consider this the January thaw.
So the kids who will be going to school tomorrow before the big holiday weekend, probably school tomorrow morning should be okay. But right, as school's letting out, things will start to change.
Yeah, I would expect, and again, there'll be differences even between western and eastern Marion County, or Leroux and Marion City, because of the cold air working in from the west. So it could be more rain at one end of the county while it's already turned to sleet or some kind of wintry mix in the west. But obviously the cold air will be working its way in. But even if we do get to near freezing mid-afternoon tomorrow, we have a little leeway because of the warm pavement, because it's been in the 50s. Right now it's about 53 degrees with some moderate areas of moderate rain. In fact, we got rather close to a record high yesterday in this once we lost the snow and we had a brisk southerly flow. So, yes, it could be what I call a sleety rain, in other words, kind of an icy rain, literally with ice pellets. Parts of the county, maybe getting out of school, you may already have turned to snow, and other parts may be raining at the same time. It's just going to be, that's the window, roughly 2 to 4 o'clock from west to east, and then 4 to 6 o'clock to the I-71 corridor, and then if you're down toward Columbus south and east, it might be 6 to 8 o'clock before the transition to snow. So that's the way it's looking. The winter storm watch, oddly, does not include Marion County. It's counties to the south and east. But again, I don't pay too much attention to the exact borders, because sometimes just the definition of a winter storm watch, I mean, Marion County will see what, you know, Morrow County sees or what Union County sees. You know, an inch here, an inch there, to me, doesn't make a difference. So don't pay, you know, attention to criterion or the fact that, and Marion County may ultimately be put under a winter storm watch, even though that isn't currently the case. But we'll all plan on a moderate snowfall, a layer of ice underneath, and then a freeze up. And then plan accordingly.
So just for people who are listening, really no problems till tomorrow around 2, 3 o'clock. Then we're going to get a little bit of icy rain. Then the snow will start tomorrow night, anywhere between 2 to 6 inches, but all over by early Saturday morning.
Yeah, I think that's a good bet, Scott. And I would think the lighter, for planning purposes, the lighter snow amounts will be along the far western side of Marion County over to I-75. The potentially heavier snow amounts would be north and east of Marion, and especially east, just based on the current storm track, because it looks like while we may get into snow sooner over western and central Marion County compared to eastern, the moisture will linger a little longer and be a little heavier as you go a little east, because the storm itself, to me, the storm track is shifting more toward a eastern Kentucky-West Virginia pathway. But still, a 25-mile jog either way, so I think the average will be 4 inches, whether you get a 3, a 4, or 5, we're all in the same ballpark across Marion County. And by mid-afternoon, we should be already in the transition phase. And also I want to add, because of the ice that's breaking up on the river and creeks, which is in the breakup stage, and I did the story last night at 5 on NBC4, and some heavier rain, we also have to keep an eye on flooding in low-lying areas with saturated soils. Everybody knows where those areas are if you live in them. So pay close attention in case there are any flood advisors or flood warnings issued down the road here in the next 24 hours by the National Weather Service office in Cleveland.
But the gargantuous amounts that are driving people to the grocery store, that isn't going to happen.
No, because those gargantuan amounts never were in play. And what happens in a nutshell, there are some forecast models that are high, some are low, sometimes they switch up. The point is, you never latch on to one or two models because you don't know initially which model is the outlier, which model or models have a better handle on the storm track. And even a model that may be high at the high end in one run could come in a little bit lower in another, because it's a storm that hasn't happened yet. It's simulated weather. And it's good for meteorologists to see, because we know the boundaries, and for emergency managers, it's not good to put that information out prematurely until we get what we call a consensus storm track, just like with the National Hurricane Center, more of a cone of uncertainty, and then that begins to narrow as all the computer forecast models, based on newer and more accurate data, and also a real storm as opposed to a hypothetical disturbance coming out of the Pacific, forming a storm, as we begin to get the geographic boundaries, then everything becomes more accurate, and then you see all the models kind of come together. That's how it usually works. And still, it's in the hands of the individual forecaster, the meteorologist, who can finesse. You know, we've seen certain tracks, and we also know models have their weaknesses, and as do we. And there can be a subtle track change even at the last minute. So you have to try to do the best job of communicating the uncertainty, but mainly just being prepared.
So just to recap here, it looks like for the students and parents listening, there will be school tomorrow on Friday. About the time school's letting out at 3 o'clock, we'll get a little bit of an icy mix, a little rain. Then we'll get snow accumulation between 4 and 6 inches. The storm will be over by early Saturday morning. Cold all weekend for the big holiday weekend, and then possibly 1 or 2 inches on Monday. So the dangerous time to be on the road will be between 3 Friday and early Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'd say, and maybe even beyond daybreak Saturday, just to give road crews a chance. And again, Scott, just to reemphasize, there could be 6 inches is really the high end, and I think most areas will be 3 to 5 inches is pretty much what we'll see across the county. And if the storm veers a little farther east, it will be at the lighter end of that value. So, I'm trying to dissuade folks from getting too high in number, but there will be a layer of ice beneath the snow, and that will be much worse than if we just had 3 or 4 inches of snow. And I also want to stress, we don't know what the school districts will decide, whether they do something preemptively in terms of timing things out. So, we leave that up to the, obviously everybody checks in tomorrow. It's not for us to say what we think will happen. School districts will make their decisions accordingly. It's more important right now just to know the weather timetable and then pay attention to other announcements.
Absolutely. And if you want to know more, tune in to WCMH4, Channel 4 in Columbus. They will help you out. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thanks. And don't forget, also, we have a Storm Team 4 weather app, which has been recently updated that when you're on the go, you can download the WCMH. Our Storm Team 4 app will really help you with radar to show you where that rain, snow, ice line is dynamically as it happens tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ben, so much.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Well, Terry, now you know. It's just like that old NBC thing. The more you know.
Yeah.
Now
yep.
you know.
Yep.
For those of you just tuning in, schools are going to do what they're going to do tomorrow, check in tomorrow morning, but the next 24 hours, you're pretty much in the clear. Tomorrow, Friday, around 3 o'clock, we'll get a little bit of icy rain. Then Friday night, you'll get the snow. Into Saturday morning, around daybreak, snow accumulation at this point looks to be on the smaller end, 3-2 inches,
yeah.
That area. The snow will be done by Saturday morning. Road crews will get out there, but Saturday should be okay. Going to be really cold this weekend, down in the teens and single digits again, and then maybe another inch on Monday, but school will be out anyway because it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and the temperature will be back up on Monday if that snow 1 to 2 inches happens. So not the catastrophe that everybody thinks it's going to be.
Yeah, that which is a relief. I mean, that...
See, people do scare, and you want to get that app too from WCMH.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think they have the best weather
team in
Columbus.
By far, yeah.
Ben Gelber and Bob Nunley. And,
Dave Mazza.
Oh, the whole bunch down there is great at WCMH. So you want to get that WCMH app, which I'm sure you can. Then you'll know what's going on.
Right,
and
right.
School
you'll
delays.
You'll be in the loop, so to
cancelling,
speak.
Like we're in the loop here now. We got a couple minutes, Terry, before we wrap up this hour. Well, what have you learned? And by the way, if anybody wants to call in, feel free. 740-383-9944. Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor kicking off the next hour and then open phone. But let's tie a knot in this. Will older males of this generation, older white males, ever vote majority-wise for a woman, for an African-American, or will they always be more inclined to vote for the white male who's running for office?
Well, I mean, it'll probably still be the status quo, what's been going on, I'm sure.
But do you think in 100 years when we're not just white people, but a lot of people die every day.
Mm-hmm.
In 100 years when we're all dead, when that generation has never lived with separate but equal and has always had women in power, who have, women didn't lead any countries in the world until around the 1950s, so there's a generation there who went to school in the 20s and 30s who are still alive, who, when they were a kid, women had no power. So when all of us are gone, everybody's dead in 100 years, do you think those voting blocks will have changed?
Well, you would hope so. I mean, obviously, you're not going to be around, but I mean, I would hope so.
But isn't that what Oprah and Hillary and isn't that what they're saying?
Well, yeah, but like I say, I mean, it's just a perception. I mean, of people that.
So what you're saying? You think what Oprah's saying is right?
But
you just think people are twisting her.
It's people's perception of when they hear the word. That generation should die. They kind of put their own. their own spin on it, you know, and that's, and I think that's what's going to, that could be detrimental, you know, to her. I don't know how much of a majority.
Well, anybody can spin any. I'm not talking about the spin.
In 2020, I don't know how much of a majority that the, of those people will still be,
but,
you know.
But I'm not talking about the spin. Yeah. I'm, hopefully, we're dealing in reality here.
Yeah.
I mean, the factual
statement, obviously, was the way you read it. But I'm just saying, people's perception, especially on social media and everything, is that when they hear the word, what she said, you know.
But she, just remember, even if you don't like what she did not say old, she did not say white.
Right, but in their eyes.
No, but forget that.
You know.
In their eyes, a pumpkin could be a pomegranate.
You know.
That means nothing. We're dealing in fact here. She did not say old white people
right,
need to
right.
die.
And you're 100% right, but I'm just saying that when they go to the polls to vote, all they're going to think in their mind is,
so you're saying nobody will ever correct this. If she decides to run, she's not going,
they're still going to linger in their mind that they,
so basically you can say anything. I can say you hate African Americans, and that will stick with you, even if you come on and say
if I make a statement.
But she didn't make that statement. She said for racism to work itself.
I know that. I'm saying, but if she's asked in an interview what she, you know, that right there, like I say, that even though she said it correctly and she wasn't implying that, in people's minds.
So that's what I'm asking you. If I say right now that you say,
no, because you're not, you didn't interview me. You see what I'm saying? You didn't ask me.
Well, what if I say you said it? I say, off the record, he told me.
Well, that's one thing. But
no, what if I say that? If I say that, they never hear it. There's no video of you saying it that you dislike. Let's say Latinos. Terry, I come on and I say, I interviewed Terry Tackett for a news publication. It was off the record, but he said he didn't like Latinos. There's nothing you can do to fix that?
I don't know. I'm not saying it right, evidently.
Well, we're going to clear it up. We got time next hour. Go to break. Come back. Okay. Lieutenant Governor, right. And then fix it up.
Okay.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood and platelet donors of all blood types to give now. Blood and platelet donations are being distributed to hospitals.